The goal of man, to give glory to God, to know Him, and to love Him. When we are born, we belong to a family that gives us our name and our surnames. Into this family, we are born, we grow, and we develop our natural capabilities. Baptism produces in us a second birth, this time to the supernatural life of grace, which makes us into Christians and introduces us into the great family of the Church. As baptized persons, we are Christians, and we call ourselves as such. That is our name, like Christ's first disciples, Peter, James, John, we too are disciples of Christ. In the same way that we are proud to belong to our family, where we learn a lot of things, we should also be proud to belong to the family of the Church. The Church teaches us many things as well, which are in fact the most important ones, the ones that matter most. Why are we here on earth? There are people who ask themselves the reason for their being here on earth. What is the purpose of their being born? And nobody has explained it to them. We Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, have had the chance to know these things. Jesus preached them, and the Church teaches them. The doctrine of Jesus Christ, or the Christian doctrine, gives response to the fundamental questions. And the fundamental questions that we make to ourselves are, where do I come from? Who am I? Where am I going to? Where do we come from? The Christian doctrine teaches that God has created man freely in order that he may take part in his beatific life. That is to say, in his own happiness. Each man has been created by God with the cooperation of his parents. That is why the answer to the question, where do we come from, is we come from God. Who are we? Not only has God created man, but he is close to him every time and everywhere. God calls him and helps him to find him. God wants man to get to know him and love him. We know that we have been created into the image and likeness of God. And through baptism, we Christians are made into adopted children of God, heirs of his glory. Therefore, if someone asks us who we are, the answer is clear. I am a son of God. Where are we going? God has created man to manifest and communicate his goodness and love, so that man can get to know him and love him more each day, and thus serve him freely in this life, and afterwards to enjoy his company forever in heaven. God wants us to be happy here on earth, and afterwards eternally happy with him in heaven. If they ask us Christians, where are we going, the answer is also clear: to heaven. If we do not achieve this goal, our life will have been a failure. What is the purpose of man? We can now give a more explicit answer to this question, which each man should make to himself. What is the purpose of my life? We have to answer in an absolute manner: to give glory to God, that is to say, to manifest the goodness and love of the Creator. God has no other reason for creating. Man is the object of God's love and responds by loving him. The happiness of man lies in this. we must get to know Christian doctrine. We must know the teaching of Jesus Christ, since he is our God, our teacher, and our model. His teachings show us the way to get to know and love God, to be happy on this earth, and afterwards, eternally, in the next. Main parts of the Christian doctrine. The first thing we have to know are the truths of our faith. Who is God? Who is Jesus Christ? Who created the world? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Blessed Virgin? Why did Christ found the church? What is the reward or the punishment which awaits us? Etc. We know these things in the study of the symbol of the faith, or the credo. If we want to know how our Christian faith is celebrated, how we make ourselves Christians, how one can obtain God's pardon, in which way does God help us to overcome the difficulties we meet, we learn all this in the study of the liturgy and the sacraments. We also need to know what God wants us to do in order to be happy and make others happy, to reach heaven and to live in Christ. We learn this in the study of Christian morals and the commandments. We must also know the meaning and the importance of prayer in our life. For this reason, the fourth part studies prayer in Christian life. Resolutions of Christian life. To put effort in getting to know well and in putting into practice the Christian doctrine. Aside from other moments throughout the day, to make the sign of the cross, the sign of the Christian, upon getting up and before going to bed.